Welcome to Primo Medico Expert Physicians Talk, health explained in an understandable way. In this podcast channel, we talk about selected medical topics in collaboration with leading medical specialists. The following content comes directly from the respective specialist and is presented by a digitally recorded voice, expertly scrutinized, clearly explained. Primo Medico, health to listen to. Anyone who needs a knee replacement today benefits from surgical procedures that are significantly less invasive than they were just a few years ago. Robot-assisted procedures, in particular, enable highly precise execution of the necessary steps when inserting an implant. That's what I'm talking about today with Dr. Alexander Mayer and Dr. Dirk Aiwanger. They are specialists in orthopedics and trauma surgery, as well as medical directors and practice owners of the knee surgery unit at Athos Medical Care Center, Wiesbaden. Dr. Mayer, what exactly do we mean by robot-assisted knee surgery?
Well, robot-assisted knee surgery is currently alongside custom-made knee implants the most modern way to implant an artificial knee joint at all. The robot helps us operate much more precisely and, above all, in a way that is exactly tailored to the patient's individual anatomy. Now, it's important to say that the robot only supports the surgeon, at least with the system we use. There are currently about 4 or 5 providers on the market, and most of them are actually large robots, big machines that are brought into the operating room and then simply cut. And the surgeon no longer has any way to intervene. In other words, you're more or less blindly trusting the machine. What's special about our approach is that we essentially perform navigation. That means we first capture how the knee is positioned in 3 dimensions in space. And during surgery, we can plan the individual anatomy and prosthesis positioning very precisely. And then we tell the robot, please do this and that. So the robot will never act unless we tell it exactly what to do.
Dr. Aiwanger, Dr. Mayer already touched on it briefly. What are the advantages of robot-assisted knee implant surgery compared to the conventional method?
Yes. Like Dr. Mayer suggested, the great thing is that it's a supportive method, an additional tool, and it doesn't exclude what we used to do in the traditional way. That means we still have the full control we had before. And thank goodness that wasn't always bad. Otherwise, we wouldn't have any patients left. So things were already going quite well before. Now it's just this. In addition, we now have a digital method that shows us in space where we are moving with our instruments. And it actually also shows where we'll end up when we do something in advance. You can compare it a bit to navigation in a car. For a long time I was against it, I never used it, and I always read roadmaps. I love that. I'd orient myself beforehand and then set off. That's also a good thing. You usually arrived. All good. Navigation supports you in the sense that you have plan A, B, or C. And ideally, you might even get a traffic update in between that turns plan A into B or C. It's similar during surgery. During the operation, I can always mechanically check where I am, just like I used to. And at the same time, I have all the digital advantages on the monitor. Where is my plan right now, and where will I end up? That gives us a high level of accuracy so that we can actually reach the goal we have in mind.
For which knee problems are robot-assisted operations actually suitable, Dr. Mayer?
That's relatively easy to answer. At the moment, it's basically only, so to speak, knee replacements. Although the system we use enables us to implant both partial replacements, the so-called unicompartmental, or sled prostheses, and also the so-called surface replacement, what most people typically mean when they talk about an artificial knee joint. Other procedures, anything else, arthroscopic procedures or the like, can't yet be mapped by navigation at this time.
Dr. Aiwanger, can all patients who are facing knee surgery request robot-assisted surgery? And is it technically possible?
Yes. Of course, anyone can request it. And it is technically possible. You can perform any knee replacement surgery, like Dr. Mayer just said, partial prosthesis, full prosthesis, or even revision surgery, with the support of our robotic navigation. You can do that. Technically, it's possible, and in my view, it also makes sense. We're currently doing it simply because it brings us significant advantages. We learn about the patient's wish during the consultation, and in fact, we have ongoing costs for the system, which we then also pass on to patients. I think we'll come back to how it's financed later, but in principle, anyone can do it. And at the moment, we practically do it for everyone.
What does a robot-assisted procedure actually look like, Dr. Mayer? Could you describe it?
Yes, I need to go a bit further back. The approach to the knee joint is completely standard, just like in conventional knee replacement surgery. What's special is that we then attach so-called trackers or markers to the knee. These are detected by a camera, so the system basically knows where the knee is in space. We then start moving the knee through its range of motion and tell the system, for example, this knee joint has such and such a degree of bow-leggedness or knock knees. It can extend well or it has limited flexion. And then we get, in principle, a three-dimensional image of the knee joint in space. Then comes what's special about our system: digital software. It works via a tablet that is covered in a sterile sleeve and operated in the operating room. And then we think things through, although we actually do that beforehand too. Where do we want to place this prosthesis? What is the patient's baseline? Did they have significant bow legs before, or was the leg straight? What is the joint line position? We then plan the prosthesis in all planes so that it matches the patient's individual anatomy. We can also record ligament tension, which the other systems can't do. As I said, in those systems, the robot just cuts. We also check, for example, with major deformities, whether the ligaments on one side are too tight or too loose. Once navigation and planning are completed, only then does the actual robot come into play. You can imagine it like a milling device attached to a kind of small handle. This system is also recognized in space, and with it we mill the bone so that the prosthesis can then be applied exactly as we planned digitally beforehand.
Dr. Aiwanger, does such a procedure, with all the planning and the information the system needs, take longer than operating without a robot?
When we switched over and started operating with the robot, it did take longer. That's true. Capturing the instruments, the bone in space, and also the ligament tension simply takes some time. Now, it's relatively quick, so we're not losing much time anymore. The good thing is, we invest the time and then make it up again later. I'd say we're currently looking at an additional 5 to 10 minutes. That's very manageable for the amount of information and accuracy we gain. So we invest something in navigation and robotics, but we gain it back later because we actually have fewer steps. Additional milling, additional cutting, things like that basically don't occur anymore with this system. We plan something, can check it, and then we move relatively quickly toward the actual implantation at the end. So it's very positive. The operating time is currently only about 5 to 10 minutes longer.
And an important question for patients is always, has robot-assisted knee surgery become safer, Dr. Mayer?
In terms of being able to implant the prosthesis more precisely, it's definitely safer. Essentially, only custom-made prostheses show similarly good results. Otherwise, you have to say, everything we align or cut manually may be good, but it can't be as precise as navigation and the robot allow. A big topic regarding safety is always, the surgery takes a bit longer, we may manipulate slightly more. What about infection rates? And here we can reassure patients. There is no study showing that the infection rate is higher with a robot or navigation compared to conventional knee surgery.
And what about the chances of success, Dr. Aiwanger? How long does a robot-assisted implanted knee joint last?
Success with a knee prosthesis isn't that easy to measure. It's about patient satisfaction, which is, of course, linked to pain and mobility. Can the patient kneel? Can they return to sport? That's very individual, so it's not so easy. And orthopedists have been trying for a long time to measure precisely what is success. Health insurers once measured it and said that with knee prostheses, 80% of patients, this has been the case for many years, are satisfied. 10% are okay, and 10% are not satisfied. And we're not satisfied with those numbers. I think we're doing quite well with our follow-up data. So we are satisfied, but we have to get better. Now, robotic navigation has already produced initial figures and studies showing that you can get higher satisfaction rates. And that's because it's accurate. And one thing is very important. We don't implant all these prostheses at a strict 90 degrees in space. It's about achieving a straight leg. But if you had a crooked leg before, and not only because of the arthritis, maybe you had 5 degrees of bow-leggedness, then we want to reconstruct that as well. And this precise reconstruction of the pre-arthritic alignment is something we can only achieve with navigation. That's why we're currently seeing very good clinical results, which are also starting to show in the study data. As for long-term durability, an important topic, there are investigations. If you implant the components accurately, the way we know they should be positioned, with correct load distribution on the tibial plateau, then long-term durability is given. And that's why you basically have to assume, even if it's not yet visible in long-term studies, that robot-navigated knee joints will have very good durability. We can assume that from experience and from what we know historically.
If robot-assisted implantation is so much more precise, is rehabilitation afterwards faster for patients, Dr. Mayer?
Patients with robot-assisted knees do actually find it significantly easier. That's simply because we don't force a knee that comes from a pronounced bow leg alignment into a straight leg like we used to, and then adapt the soft tissues to the bone. Instead, we now adapt the bone to the anatomy as it was before. That also has to do with joint lines. Very few people have a completely straight leg. Prostheses are rarely perfectly parallel to the floor. The joint surfaces are always slightly inclined. And if you can achieve that with navigation and robotics, it feels much more normal to patients. They know the feeling their knee has. Of course, at the beginning, they still have pain and some swelling tendency, but in rehabilitation, they are significantly faster. We like to talk about the forgotten knee, meaning patients forget they have an artificial knee joint, and we can achieve that, on the one hand, with partial replacements, and then also with robot-assisted prostheses.
Dr. Aiwanger, you briefly mentioned costs earlier. How much does a robot-assisted knee replacement surgery cost, and do health insurers cover it?
I'll start with this. Health insurers do not cover it. Neither statutory nor private insurance covers additional costs specifically for such an operation. The implant we use is the same one we also implant conventionally. It's the same implant, so that part is unchanged for us. So what we receive from the insurer is a fixed amount, a flat rate, called a DRG. In that amount, a certain budget for the implants we use is included. It's always the same for everyone. So, whether we use a cheap implant or a very expensive one, we get the same reimbursement. With robotic navigation, we actually have disposable costs. These are the trackers we use. They are discarded after surgery and cost €400. We tell patients that and say, we have one-time additional costs of €400, independent of the device itself, which is leased. We don't pass on the leasing costs. We cover those ourselves. But these €400 in disposable costs, we discuss that with the patient and tell them we have to charge it to them so that we can carry out the procedure.
Thank you very much, Dr. Aiwanger and Dr. Mayer, for the information. This has been the Specialist Physician Talk, brought to you by Primo Medico, which is the premier choice for medical specialists and expert physicians. Thank you very much for taking the time out of your day to listen to our program. For more comprehensive and detailed information concerning the topic of medical specialists, please visit us online at primomedico.com. Join us again next time when we return with our popular segment, which is called Medicine for Your Ears.